Every time we make a video about cast iron or carbon steel pans, we get a panoply of questions about one particular thing about these pans. Whether their seasoning comes with safety concerns. And despite scouring the cast iron conversations and commentary out there, I haven't found a single good evidence-based answer to this question. And now, after digging into the science, I understand why. This is Minute Food. First, the context. When you put a super thin layer of oil in a cast iron or carbon steel pan and heat it up, you'll create reactive molecules that interact with the bonds in the oil's fatty acids, triggering a chain reaction that bonds these fatty acids together and to the iron in the pan, creating a layer of big solid molecules called polymers. This thin solid layer, or really many of these thin solid layers, makes up the pan's seasoning. The slick, stick-resistant surface that makes a cast iron or carbon steel pan a joy to use. But what these comments are concerned with is whether there are health risks that come along with seasoning. There's really two different questions here. The first has to do with the seasoning layer itself. Is this slickified surface safe to cook on, and maybe even ingest little bits of? Some of these comments cite that the polymer is plastic, and therefore must be harmful to cook on. And while polymerized fatty acids do share some structural similarities with what most of us think of as plastic, these polymers are inert, non-toxic, and super heat safe. Most of the comments here focus on a different concern. When you heat up oil, chemical reactions, ones separate from polymerization, can produce compounds that, when ingested in large enough quantities or with enough regularity, can be associated with health problems like cardiovascular disease and cancer. So should people be concerned about cooking on a surface that's literally made by heating up oil? And I'm going to tell you right off the bat that there are no scientific studies that evaluate this particular question. I cannot point you to peer-reviewed research that definitively shows that cooking with seasoned pans is safe. But here's the thing. People who actually study the kinds of scientific processes that underlie seasoning don't have any reason to believe that it's harmful. In fact, one expert I contacted for this video pretty clearly thought that I was fear-mongering by even addressing this question in the first place. But I believe that people asking about the safety of seasoned pans are generally doing it in good faith, so I think it's important to make sure there's a good science-based answer out there. And every scientist that was willing to talk to me had pretty much the same take on the science. During the polymerization process, as the oil heats up, it is possible that some of those potentially harmful compounds are being produced. Anytime you heat up oil, you're probably creating some of those compounds. But most of us aren't worried about a little sautéing. And when you season a pan, you're using, or you should be using, way less oil than that. The general recommendation is to use what's left behind after you wipe out the oil with a paper towel. So even if harmful compounds are being produced when you season a pan, we're talking really small numbers. Plus, since the oil layer is so thin and these compounds tend to be pretty volatile, any that do form are likely to evaporate away. If there are any left behind, as the fatty acids in the oil link up into that solid polymer layer, they'd basically become immobilized. It would be really unlikely for them to leach into any food you're cooking. And yeah, sometimes tiny flakes of the seasoning layer do flake off. If you were to ingest those pieces, remember, the amount of potentially harmful compounds in there would almost certainly be tiny, nowhere near the thresholds known to cause health problems. At least this is what the really smart people who study these particular processes think. Remember, nobody has done a study to actually prove that cooking on seasoned pans is safe. I would love this research to exist, but scientists don't generally evaluate long-held human practices like cast iron seasoning unless there's some mechanistic reason to believe they might be risky, or evidence of a disease cluster, like the health issues common in people that are around a lot of talc or talcum powder, which did spur further research. But when it comes to cooking in seasoned pans, there is simply no plausible mechanism and no evidence of disease clusters, which means there's no scientific reason for you to be concerned. We aren't done here, though. We have a second health-related question about seasoning to look into. This one has to do with the process of seasoning a pan, because bringing an oiled pan up to high temps to season it can create smoke and other fumes. And we do know from a big body of established research that being around a lot of smoke is a risk factor for a bunch of diseases. So yes, it is almost certainly true that regularly creating and inhaling a lot of smoke during the seasoning process could trigger health problems. What is also true, though, is that the amount of smoke created when you properly season a pan is, in the grand scheme of things, almost certainly negligible. Because Anytime you cook in any pan, you're creating smoke and other types of emissions that are known to contribute to indoor air pollution. Research has found that especially as homes become more airtight, cooking can cause certain measures of indoor air quality to exceed health standards. So we should probably all be a bit more concerned about how what we do in the kitchen affects the air we breathe. But with that said, the seasoning process, when done correctly, shouldn't account for a ton of smoke or other fumes. If your pans are in regular use, you don't have to season them each time. When you do season, remember you're only using a tiny bit of oil. And contrary to a lot of advice out there, you don't have to bring oil up to its smoke point to season a pan. Most oils you'd use for seasoning begin to polymerize well below their smoke points. And anytime you heat up a pan, whether it has food in it or not, you should be using good ventilation. So it's reasonable to assume that, especially compared to everyday cooking, basic, responsible seasoning practices shouldn't be a major air quality concern. The bottom line is that while we can't point to data that definitively says for once and for all that the seasoning layer and the seasoning process are completely safe, that's because scientists and doctors and governing bodies don't have any reason to suspect that there's real risk here. In contrast, we have tons of actual scientific evidence that a popular alternative to these pans, non-stick pans coated with forever chemicals, can have significant health and environmental consequences. If you want more info, we made a video all about this. So if you are truly concerned about health risks, know that seasoned pans are almost certainly the safer choice for you and the planet. And I, for one, am pretty happy that we could finally iron out these issues. Because it is so freaking frustrating when there's a lot of information swirling around out there, but no clear evidence-based answer. And that's true of so many important issues these days. So how do you know where to go for good information and who to trust? Well, you can start with Ground News, a website that gathers articles related to an event or a topic, like the US government shutdown, and rates each source on the reliability of their reporting practices and their political bias as determined by multiple independent monitoring organizations. So you can look at how the very same issue is being covered by outlets with different political leanings. You can see this important news about the federal cuts has less than 10% coverage from the right, which takes me to another Ground News feature I love, Blind Spot, where you'll see stories that aren't getting covered much or at all by each side of the political spectrum. This has helped me see my own news blind spots and get an idea of what information I'm getting that the other side isn't. Seriously, go check out what Ground News is doing over at ground.news/food or by scanning the QR code on screen. There, you can get 40% off the top-tier Vantage plan. Thanks to Ground News for sponsoring this video and for helping cut through the confusion out there. And as always, a huge thank you to our amazing patrons. Without your support, Minute Food simply would not exist. Yeah, that's an egg joke.